This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For a number of times, we've been studying with you the three crosses at Calvary. The cross of Jesus, the cross of the impenitent thief, and the cross of the penitent thief. And last time, we had just begun showing why men living today cannot be saved by doing just and only what the thief on the cross did. I realize that many honest and sincere people have been led to believe that such is the case. But the Bible makes clear, and very easily so, that such is not the case. The thief lived and died at a time that the law of Moses was still in effect. The law of Moses was nailed to the cross, Colossians 2:14, and we learn in Hebrews 9:17 that the testament of Christ did not come into effect before he died. And even after he was raised from the dead, he made clear that repentance and remission of sins was not to be preached in his name until the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles in the city Jerusalem. And according to Acts chapter 2, we learn that that actually did occur on the day of Pentecost, the first day of Pentecost, following the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And we pointed out that Peter, following 4 lines of evidence to prove that Jesus is the Christ, he had to convince these people, you see, that Jesus was not merely a misguided Jew, but that he really was the Son of God. And he concluded that line of evidence, as the record is given in Acts chapter 2, verse 36, by saying, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now Mark's record of the Great Commission says, "And Jesus came to them and said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Notice now, this is following his death, burial, and resurrection from the dead. He tells them to go and preach the gospel. It never has been preached before as a law in force in all of history. But he says, "Go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned." Now you can see that Luke's record is in harmony with that. That repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Now on the day of Pentecost, Peter preaches and proves that Jesus is the Christ, and concludes, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now you see, when the people heard this preaching, they came to realize that they were guilty of crucifying the Son of God. They therefore were slashed to the very depths of their soul and wanted to know what to do to be saved. Notice carefully that these people are already believers. Sometimes we hear the doctrine that one is saved the very split second, as I've heard some men say, that one believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But these people now have already believed, and out of that faith they cry, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Now notice carefully that Peter did not do as many modern preachers would do, and say, "Well, since you believe, you have nothing to do." Rather, he said to these believers, "Repent ye, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Notice these believers were told to do 2 things, repent and be baptized. And both of these verbs, these imperatives, were modified by the prepositional phrase, "unto the remission of sins," as it reads in the American Standard Version, or "for the remission of sins," as it reads in the King James Version. Now, certainly one does not repent of sin because he's already been saved, and neither is one baptized because he's already been saved. Rather, one repents in order to be saved, and one is baptized in order to be saved, and you are not saved until you obey the Lord in this act of obedience, that is, of being immersed in water in the name of Jesus Christ unto the remission of your sins. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back with us tomorrow as we continue our study.